Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 1st. Colorado Democrats are advancing a bill that they think will improve the sexual education curriculum at public schools. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
More students could learn about birth control and the meaning of consent if the legislation passes. Hundreds of parents, teachers, and students were at the state capitol to weigh in. Most of them testified against the legislation. They say parents and school boards should decide what children learn about sex, not lawmakers. Republican Representative Mark Catlin of Montrose voted against the bill after more than 9 hours of testimony.
We need to be asking the public what they think needs to be taught, not telling them what will be taught.
Democrats on the House Health and Insurance Committee have a different view. Representative Yadira Caraveo is a sponsor of the bill.
The overwhelming majority of the young people who came to speak to us tonight said that the sexual education in their schools is lacking.
The bill is now headed to an Appropriations Committee for review. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
A lot of the water problems in the American West could be eased if it just snowed more in the southern Rocky Mountains. For decades, states have invested in weather modification to do just that. But there's never been clear science to show that cloud seeding actually works. While there are still plenty of questions about it, reporter Luke Runyon did find some answers.
Picture this. You're in a tiny airplane flying inside a blizzard. The turbulence is intense. There's no bathroom. And you're up in the air for at least 4, maybe 6 hours.
And then compounded on all of that, you're watching a little computer screen the entire time.
Sounds like a nightmare, right? But that type of experience is exactly what scientist Jeff French lives for.
Yeah, there's been more than one or two people that have been sick on this plane.
French is a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Wyoming. Parked in a hangar outside Laramie, we're sitting in a small propeller plane that he uses to study clouds. An expensive suite of onboard instruments lets him look at how snow forms in real time.
Ice crystals come in many, many different shapes. They can look like six-sided plates. They can look like long needles or columns. They can look like dendrites, which is kind of the typical snowflake shape.
Of course, clouds can make their own snowflakes. But decades ago, people thought they could improve the process, making clouds drop more snow where they wanted it. Cloud seeding involves spraying silver iodide particles into clouds. They act as the seed that can grow a new snowflake. French co-authored a 2018 report that showed definitively
that if you put silver iodide into clouds with certain characteristics, you can generate ice. That ice can grow. That ice will eventually fall to the surface as snow.
That study, conducted in the mountains outside Boise, Idaho, was a big deal. Before then, no one had solid evidence that showed cloud seeding worked in the real world. So for the first time, French was able to say,
yes, the amount of snow that was falling at this location increased.
Case closed, right? Well, not so fast. Sarah Tessendorf is a researcher at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
Sometimes the question about does it work is, does it produce additional snowpack on the ground? And we're still working to try to answer that question.
Tessendorf is circumspect about all the promises proponents of cloud seeding make and whether they can prove it. In the past, less rigorous studies have shown cloud seeding could boost snowpack by up to 15%.
It's a complicated problem, and the results that we see in one cloud will not automatically apply to every cloud everywhere.
In the Idaho study, scientists sprayed silver iodide into the kinds of clouds that looked ripe for seeding, more than 24 of them. But they could only draw a clear link between seeding and snowfall in 3 cases.
We want to see, 95% confidence that there is no other reason that this effect occurred other than due to the cloud seeding.
Neil Bracken runs Weather Modification Incorporated, a North Dakota-based cloud seeding company. Last year's hot, dry weather had Western water users coming to him for help, even with the scientific blind spots.
I can say that we're up significantly in the last 24 months on the number of smaller and large scale programs that we're modeling and completing feasibility studies for.
He says the Idaho study only reaffirms his company's promise to states, water districts, and ski resorts that the technology is effective.
Should we keep all of our instruments covered up?
But back in Laramie, Jeff French says water leaders should know. Huge gaps remain in our understanding of how well cloud seeding works.
They should realize that there's a risk associated with it, and that risk is that it may not be having an impact at all.
Still, given the looming shortages within the Colorado River Basin, he's not surprised that some see the practice as worthwhile and are willing to front the cost to make it happen. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced in partnership with public media station KUNC in northern Colorado, with financial support by the Walton Family Foundation. On Monday, Luke Runyon takes a look at current cloud seeding programs in the West and the complex relationships at play. Another Colorado Democrat is launching a bid to unseat U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, the latest candidate has more name recognition than the other Democrats in the race.
Mike Johnston is a former state senator and high school teacher. He finished third in the primary race for Colorado governor last year. Now he has his eyes on Washington, D.C. He's trying to link Gardner to President Trump, who currently has a low approval rating.
I believe Colorado deserves a U.S. senator with the courage to run at our hardest problems and to show the leadership it takes to actually pass progressive policies we need.
Johnston says his top priorities are fighting climate change, improving healthcare, and fixing an immigration system he says is broken. He is the fifth Democrat to announce a bid against Gardner. The National Republican Senatorial Committee is trying to paint Johnston as a, quote, B-teamer. I'm Scott Franz.
And finally today in news from Montrose, according to a press release, 15 members of the Public Safety Citizen Advisory Committee held its first meeting on Wednesday, beginning what is expected to be months of work to identify the critical needs of the Montrose Police Department. The committee discussed various topics related to drugs and mental health issues in the community, police department expectations, and physical resources like equipment and facilities. The second official meeting of the committee will be held on March 6th. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 1st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.